Brown and Ringo need to step up and earn it. Saquon Barkley got a contract extension. Is that what we're hearing? That's to free up more free agent money. They're going to make a play for Myles Garrett. If that's what's happened here, they're going to make a play for Myles Garrett. If Barkley got that extension, which means you're going to lower the number of his base, and they're going after Garrett. They're going to go after Garrett if that's the case by adding another year to his deal. That's actually a smart ass move, man. Because you lower the number. Eagles are rewarding Saquon Barkley with a two-year, $41.2 million contract extension that makes him the highest-paid running back in the NFL. The deal makes Barkley the NFL's first $20 million per year running back. Holy cow. Man, if you're the New York Giants, you've got to be absolutely looking at this and going, what in the F have I done? Holy cow, $20 million annually. However, you've got to remember what that does. It may come out, that's because the bag of money they're giving him is going to lower his base salary so that they can make a play for Myles Garrett or for Bond. Holy cow. That is an enormous contract. I mean, when you look at the deal here, 2 years, 41.2, highest paid running back, $20 million per annual. And in addition, he can earn an additional $15 million in incentives and escalators. And include $36 million fully guaranteed when he signs the extension. Eagles are taking the rare step of extending Barkley 1 year into his three-year deal. That is absolutely why the Eagles are ahead of the Dallas Cowboys. They're proactive. Overpaid? See this guy here? This guy thinks a guy who went out and had 340 carries and had the most yards rushing in NFL history is overrated, and he delivered a Super Bowl. That's why he roots for a loser, whoever that is. Hollywood roots for a loser because the Eagles do one thing that no other team does. You know what that is? They pay up front. They don't back-end contracts. They do not. Man, hey, I'll make this point to you. I was wrong about Saquon in his time in New York. Okay? He was that player. He just couldn't perform in that shit environment. I don't care what kind of talent you are. If you don't have good football players around you, this is going to go into the conversation of the free agents that are out there for the Eagles now. You better be careful where you're going to go because do you want to be Saquon Barkley? Saquon Barkley was in hell in New York with the Giants. Complete hell. 5 years of a wasted career. The Giants never built a football team around him. They gave that idiot Daniel Jones $48 million, and you know what in the end they ended up doing? Cutting them. That's why the Giants suck today. Barkley was so elite in the blocking game. Absolutely true, especially in the Super Bowl. You'd never be able to GM without projections. Yeah, you don't get paid for what you did. You get paid for what you think they're going to do. When you get extensions. That's a brilliant move. And by the way, it's a ballsy move. Running backs, how much tread does he have on his tires? A ton. This guy had like 900 carries at Penn State. He had 400 last year touches, and the Eagles extended him. Kudos. That's putting your money where your mouth is and rewarding players for executing and going out and producing. With that contract, Howie Roseman is telling you that's his greatest free agent that he has signed, including A.J. Brown. Signing A.J. Brown didn't deliver a Super Bowl. Signing Barkley did. That guy helped Roseman win a Super Bowl. And again, go back to New York and think about the Giants and Joe Schoen with that shit show at Hard Knocks saying, hey, make sure you give us the last call so that we can match the deal. If you're John Mara right now and you let that guy walk out the building, how do you let that guy pick your next quarterback? Howie clearing up cap. Absolutely true. I mean, get this. Absolutely true. You know what else Saquon Barkley did this year? And you know what Howie Roseman just did? If you're a potential free agent running back like Aaron Jones, your market value just went up because of Saquon Barkley. It just went up. Barkley and Henry elevated the running back position again this past year. Henry with almost $2,000, Barkley with $2,000 and a Super Bowl. I don't know about you, but how do you not look at that and go, I need a running back? Who would have thought Howie would pay a running back years ago? That's why now the conversation about paying a linebacker, you got to think that's changed as well. Cam Jurgens next. I'm not sure about that until I see how he plays with his back. Man, that is phenomenal news for running backs in the NFL. Saquon Barkley, two-year extension, 41.2, making him the first $20 million a year running back with incentives and escalators that can give him an additional $36 million. That's only 1 year into a three-year contract. The Philadelphia Eagles are once again setting the tone. They're not afraid to spend money. Dallas spends it stupid. Will Garrett be a pre-draft or post-draft move? Freddie, I think if they're going to make a move for Myles Garrett, I think it's going to be post-June 1. I called that extension for Barkley. Xander's been probably one of the only guys that when he was initially signed, liked the move. Because again, his 5 years in New York were duds. They were kind of decent. He wasn't special in New York. Then again, New York held him back. This all goes back to New York holding Barkley back. Yes, they did. The narrative is clearly the failures of the New York Giants. Look at the New York Giant management right now. They're fucking talking about bringing in Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is not going to win ball games in New York. That guy needs to be like a spokesperson for ayahuasca and go on those convention tours smoking weed. You know, get net room because as a quarterback, you're toast. Barkley Henry Jacobs reset the running back market. Absolutely true. Completely reset the market. Hey, and by the way, that's a great call too by Shady. You got David Montgomery. You've got Gibbs up in Detroit. Look at all the good teams that made it to the playoffs. You know what killed Kansas City in the Super Bowl? They couldn't fucking run the ball. They couldn't run the ball or have the threat of running the ball. Philly's got two dudes that run the ball, the quarterback and Barkley. Kansas City couldn't get it going. There's no doubt, since 1920, how you win ball games still to this day, whether it's back in the day with rugby, whether it's today, you can't run the ball, you can't defend the run, you can't win. Throwing the ball is overrated. Because let me tell you what, if you're playing defense and somebody's running you over, I'll give you a for instance here. Shit, when I watch my daughter's rugby games, no matter what it is, if they're running over you, I don't care what plays you design, you're getting murdered. Same in football. I don't give a shit who your quarterback is. You can't stop the run. It's like having one hand tied behind your back and you're trying to defend people. I would rather play against a pass offense than a team that runs it down your throat. Told you this last year, when you started running the ball and you're putting a clip at 200 yards of ground every game, you can't beat that. You know what it does? It takes time of possession, your field position. When you got a running back and he's running you over, you wave the white flag, it's over. You want to be a finesse team? I can beat that team. You want to be a dominant and physical team? You can't beat physical teams because they're going to run you over. I mean, glad to hear you say that the running teams win. Well, look at the running games. You don't have a running game, you can't win. If we actually land Garrett, let Bond walk, would we still be the number one defense? Yes. Myles Garrett is a game-changing, generational talent. 7 years in a row, he's averaged 14 and a half sacks. Do you know he's averaged more sacks than Lawrence Taylor over that time period? He is right now the number one player in the league, non-quarterback. It's a tremendous move by the Eagles. I'm going to say this to you, man, and I'm probably should probably put nails in my eyes here with this. This guy Roseman, yes, he's the best GM in the league. I'll finally admit it. But I got to say one thing with an asterisk. That owner in Philadelphia allows that guy to sign players because he signs the checks. Here's $30 million guaranteed. What's the guarantees on that deal? I mean, 36? He's getting all of that. Plus his Saquon Barkley's going to make 56 fucking million bucks next year. That's an owner that's not afraid. Dude, the Dallas Cowboys, this guy is putting on a class on how you do deals. I mean, it's remarkable. Even Jason Cole said Howie's the king right now. Dude, it's fucking unbelievable. Howie Roseman reset the running back market. $36 million in guarantees. Oh, excuse me, that's a signing bonus. $20 million annually on what his base is. This guy's going to make near $50 million. There's the Hall of Fame GM. Fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable. Utterly unbelievable. You know, all the stuff that may happen to the team and losing free agents, you got to be confident this guy's going to retool the shed. I don't know what it's going to look like. You may lose every one of these guys. But there's a contingency plan. And you got to just be cool with it. Unreal. The only other GM in my lifetime I've ever seen do shit like this, who just was constantly putting the pieces back on the chessboard and having the success, was during the Patriot time when Scott Pioli and Nick Caserio and Belichick were retooling the team every year. They did it during the salary cap era. That resulted in 6 Super Bowls. This is the kind of shit that they were doing in New England. Now, here's the deal. They would never pay a running back in New England. There used to be a rule with Belichick and with Parcells, but Belichick wobbled. You can look at Bill Belichick and then look at Parcells. Bill Parcells would never draft a running back in the top 3 rounds. In his entire time coaching, he never drafted a running back in the top 4 rounds. He didn't believe in it. I believe that Bill drafted a kid in the first round out of Georgia when he was up in New England. Most of the other guys were free agents. I wonder if Howie has that meant. Has Howie ever drafted a running back in the top 3 rounds? Okay. I think you're right. I think King, the kid from Minnesota. Yeah, that's the kid from Minnesota. I'm talking who? You're talking Parcells. Parcells didn't draft him. Sony Michelli drafted. Wow. What an absolutely incredible deal. One more time here on the deal. Barkley agrees to a contract extension, 2 years, $41.2 million, making him the highest paid NFL running back in history. The deal makes Barkley the first $20-plus million a year player. Barkley also has the ability to earn $15 million in escalators and in incentives. The deal includes $36 million fully guaranteed at sign. So let's take a look at this offense now. On where you are in that offense. Holy cow. And I'm just going by the numbers here. So now you're paying $20 million annually to the running back. You're paying $50 to the QB. You're paying for the left tackle $25 million. You're paying the left guard $20 million. You're paying the right tackle $25 million. Paying the tight end $15 million. Receivers, you're paying $31 million, $35 million. And you're paying the other guy $25 million. Salaries alone, not counting how they're manipulating it with the bonuses, you're paying $215 million. For that offense, $215 million on a $281.7 million salary cap. And then Howie cuts the numbers in half because the bag of money all goes up front. They are not afraid in Philly. They are not afraid of money. There's one thing you could never say about the Philadelphia Eagles. They are fucking cheap. That is not the case. And then you have the Cowboys dicking around with CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott. I mean, and Micah Parsons, who will never deliver you shit. Barkley was rewarded because he helped win a Super Bowl. Hurts was rewarded because he helped the team get to one. AJ has been productive and done the same. What are you paying the Cowboy guys for? Hey, Sills, last year you were screaming, where's Reddick's deal? And watching players also leave in 22. El Fangio's success gives Howie rope. Well, that deal never came for Reddick. Just like it may not come for Bond. Never seen a GM manipulate the cap like Howie's uncanny. His remarkable run with acquisitions, trades, drafts, successes, failures. He's been a head coach and idiot-proof. Yeah. Dude, you can lose in the Bryce Huff and James Bradbury deals when you're landing on deals like I said, I mean, look, you're going to eat that Bryce Huff deal when this guy's giving $20 million annually out to Barkley because he had 2K. Or when your draft choice finally picks up. By the way, that's why the hiring of coaches is so instrumental. You can't have first-year play callers as your coaches. You just can't. $90 million for Dak Prescott against the cap this year. Why? Dak Prescott's leading you nowhere. Michael Parsons, are you really going to give that guy $38 million annually? I mean, seriously, he is not a physical player. You want to beat Michael Parsons? Run at him. He's not a physical guy. Giving that guy $38 million. The only thing he wants to do is podcast. And all the other thing he wants to do is rush a passer. He's a one-dimensional turd. That's what he does. I'll tell you something else about Barkley and why you give him the contract. That guy never opened his mouth one time last year when people were bitching about targets and the passing game. He was just a leader. Had a chance to break the franchise record. Now I give the other guys a chance to carry the ball. He is a great teammate. What an absolutely fabulous teammate that guy is. If you could have 53 dudes like that in the building, you never lose a ball game. You got him and Devontae in the huddle. You got Jalen in the huddle. You got Dickerson and you got Juergens. Those guys showed you about manning up and playing tough. It's a fucking tough team. And you know this, if you go out and play your ass off, you're going to get paid. Hey, I'm telling you, man, that's really a great day for the Eagles. You know what else it shows me, too, if I'm a free agent? If I come to Philadelphia and I play my ass off, that guy's going to pay me. I want to play in Philly. Sills, Barkley is the first $25 million back to win a Super Bowl. We wasn't making that money then, but now I get it. Dude, if I'm a free, hey, get this. If I'm Myles Garrett and I see what AJ just gave Saquon Barkley, you mean to tell me I got $79 million remaining on my deal? And if I'm Myles Garrett, I do this. Well, shit, if I go in there and get them 20 sacks playing next to Jalen Carter, will they redo my deal and make me the first $40 million a year guy? That's how players talk. The only thing players are loyal to is paychecks. Got to worry about yourself when it comes to paychecks. Hey, you want to play in a good environment? You want to play on a good team? You bet. Fucking pay me. Because just as much as they would pay Barkley, if you don't live up to your expectations, they'll cut your ass. Dude, this is a league of production, not fantasy, like in the NBA. You sign a huge deal in the NFL, that doesn't mean shit unless the guaranteed money's there. You sign one of those bullshit NBA deals, Those guys could take nights off, not give a shit, and be Embiid. I'd take the fucking rest of the year off. You know why no one watches that sport? Because the players don't even give a shit about the regular season. Why should I, as a fan, pay $75 for a ticket when the fucking player doesn't even give a shit? So it makes the NFL the best. It's a great deal. Holy cow. Way to start the show off. Hey, James Bradbury. Who? That guy put, you know what? I wonder if he strategically did that shit. Hey, I'm gonna put Bradbury out there so everybody could goof on the deal. You know, it wasn't really one of my finer moments. But hey, by the way, okay? I'm going to give Barkley a two-year contract extension and make him the first $20 million annual player at that position. Where last year they were talking about pay cuts for running backs. They had to have a symposium about why the running backs were being shit on last year by the league. Well, that changed. Fantastic. What a high... Dude, the expectations now for the Eagles on offense, you better bring me Becton back. I want Becton back. And I want some help for him in the backfield. Will Shipley ain't it. And nor is Kenny nobody. They need some help back there. Not looking to do anything, but keep that guy preserved. Okay? Dude, do you understand what a move like this does and how much savings it is on your cap? When you do something like this? So in the last 2 days, 4-2-10, this guy saved $14 million on his cap. $14 million. I think they're going after Garrett. I would tell you this. You know, they had that soundbite on CNN. I'll make this point to you right now. That contract extension for Saquon Barkley, that's A+. And get this, if he blows his fucking knee out and can't play next year, it's still an A+. Why? He delivered the ultimate Lombardi trophy. And it helped my cap. There's no losing to this. Unless, God forbid, he can't play. Other than that, it's win-win. The player's paid. The cap's a $10 million savings. Jeez, criminy. I got to pinch myself because I'm talking too good about the Eagles here. Unbelievable. That's a grand slam move. So far, that's the best move of the offseason. Lowered your cap. Saved 10. Rewarded the player. I need a shot of whiskey. You know me, I don't give compliments out. That's impressive. Utterly impressive. Man. Now you head into free agency with 8 days out. You're freeing money up for potential targets. I wonder if Howie's going to let the free agent market come to him. And that's what he's doing here. Okay? I mean, I don't believe...
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Believe he's going to panic here if Bond leaves and signs a contract. He has a contingency plan. I'm going to make some predictions on that here in a minute. You know, it's funny. Prior to coming on the air, I made this comment to Xander Krause. And now, I wasn't sure he's going to do this. But now I'm going to ask you this question. Here's the first topic. With what you just saw today, with Barkley getting that $20 million contract extension, I was so optimistic about Bond re-signing. I wouldn't put that to sleep yet here. Seems like he's hitting the market. I thought he was hitting the market anyway. They would have signed him by now. That's not true. Here's the first topic. Going into 2025, okay? That's how he's magic. Paid players, reduce the cap. It's totally true. I don't know why the Cowboys can't see this. 2025, Jalen Carter becomes eligible to have the fifth-year contract picked up and an extension at the end of this season. Do you believe Howie Roseman will pay in excess of $36 million a year for him? Right now, Chris Jones makes $31.7 million. And this is for a defensive tackle. Do you think he pays Jalen Carter $35 million annually? For a D tackle. So you think, some of you are saying, you think Howie will give him $40 million. He'll be making almost as much as the quarterback. He'll be making $10 million less than the quarterback. Simple. Stills, explain giving Barkley the money before paying Bond makes sense. I don't understand. He lowered his salary cap $10 million, which affords him more opportunity to go out and offer him a three-year contract extension. Because the base is going to be reduced because of the signing bonus money. Very simple. Actually, signing Barkley to that deal gives him more latitude on spending more money. That's how that works. See, when you see $20 million, you're thinking, holy shit, that's $20 million. That's not how it works. Because the more you give in the bonus, the more you give in the bonus, the more your base salary gets reduced. You're not owed as much. That's how that helps. Okay? The other point is the pressure they just put on the rest of the league to spend more on running backs. Absolutely. The market now increases. Aaron Jones, even Nick Chubb, players like that now that were expected to make much less. Now you're going, holy shit, look at what Henry, look at what Josh Jacobs, look at what Aaron Jones did. Look at with all these free agent running back. Every, get this. Think about this for a second. Every single high-powered free agent running back helped this team get to the playoffs. Aaron Jones, Minnesota. Josh Jacobs, Green Bay. Barkley, Super Bowl with the Eagles. Henry with the Ravens. All four of those running backs, not the quarterbacks, ended up helping their team get to a Super Bowl. Okay? Joe Mixon, down in Houston, got traded, signed a contract extension. You do not have a running back or a running game. You cannot win. You have to win the point of attack. You don't win the point of attack, you get run off the yard like the Eagles did in 23. James Cook, not a free agent last year. Wasn't a free agent. He was drafted by the Bills. All you had the greatest free agent market in the history of the NFL in running backs. And the stupid-ass Cowboys didn't sign one of them. Would you bring in Harrison Bryant or Tommy Tremble, both young, cheap, and talented tight ends who can block also? Sydney, they need to get a pass catcher, blocker, pass catcher, blocker. I don't think Grant Calcaterra is the answer. And I would even make this point to you. I wouldn't be shocked if Howie cuts Dallas Goedert. What's the point? That guy's not a $15 million a year guy. Constantly hurt and way too expensive. Two things Roseman hates. Always hurt, too expensive. What's the point? Why are you paying Dallas Goedert? The cap will probably go up $40 million in the next 2 years. Yes. What up, Sills? I agree. Dude, Roseman's Doge? Tell you what he is. I'm going to say this to you, too. That guy has come up with the template how to do it. Jeffrey Lurie fills in. He fills in the putty and puts the money into it and invests in it. How he came up with the system, Roseman believes in it. Can you imagine this, too, with Howie Roseman? You got fucking fired. And that guy now has so much belief in you that he invests in what you're doing and invests in you as GM with the company's money. That's quite arising from the ashes. I've never seen that in NFL history where a GM gets fired, put in a broom closet, comes out, and is elevated to being a Hall of Fame GM. Name me one. Fanning's a good tight end from Bowling Green. I voted for him for All-American. I actually like the player. Sills, would you take Barkley over McCaffrey right now? Of course right now. But McCaffrey's had a better career. Don't dismiss a guy's career over 1 year and downplay what McCaffrey did. It's stupid. There's things in McCaffrey's career that Barkley would never achieve. And the same could be said for the 1 year. This guy's a 100-catch guy 2 years in a row in stupid Carolina. So what? He doesn't have a ring. The fuck does that mean? Neither does OJ. If Tyden Loveland is at 32, do you take him? No. Trade out. I can get that guy in a second, third. Second. Would I pay Jalen Carter $40 million this time next year? Man. So you're going to give that guy $120 million. Let's see. How much would that be? 4 years? I mean, you're going to give him $160 million. And then with a signing bonus, 4 years, 160. Is that what you're doing? 4 years, that's more money than Daniel Jones got. Man. I'm not saying they won't do it. But Jalen Carter's going to reset the market. And boy, I'll tell you this. He's got Jalen Carter out there. That's the big nugget. So all the moves you make now are probably predicated. That's why the number for Barkley, because he's looking at that Carter number. Dude, remember this. Chris Jones makes $32 million a year. You think that guy's going to get an extra million? By the time that guy's contract up, God willing, he has an all-pro season. He is first-team all-pro next year. It is 40. Then you got some really big-time decisions to make. Who do you extend? Who do you give more money to? I got to free up money. I don't want to lose players. I think this is why he goes and negotiates on that side of the ball. Do you know he uses the defensive side of the ball to negotiate all the contracts for his offensive players? He pays the offensive guys, but you know what he does? You guys tell me if you think this is true. Here's what, in my opinion, this is what Howie does and how he puts this team together. He spends all of his money on the offensive guys, and he spends all of his cap space on the defensive guys. Does that make sense? All that money he pays for those high-powered guys and that Tiffany offense with the cap space he has, he pays that cap space to defensive guys. And that's why you have kind of a rotating door on that side of the ball. And that's why he's willing to let a guy like Zach Bond walk out the building. Okay? You're starting to really see his mentality a little bit here. I'm going to give Barkley the money. I saved $10 million on my cap. Does that mean I can go get Myles Garrett or re-sign Zach Bond with that cap space money? Remember what he did. How much do you guys want to pay Zach Bond? I want to show you something, what he did in the last 2 days. Remember what he said at the combines. Xander, correct me if I'm wrong. Remember what he said. You got to remember, you got to take from here to go over here. Hang on here. So with the release of Darius Slay, that's $4.3 million, correct? With the release of Bradbury, you're saving about $2.1 million, right? That's $6.8 million. With the extension to Barkley, that's $10 million. Gee, that comes out to $16.8 million in savings. I wonder where that money's going. I wonder where that money's going. Where do you think that $16.8 million is going? Huh? Who would I give that $16.8 to? Bond? Where's your money? In 2 days, Howie Roseman has cleared money to pay Bond. There it is. Add the numbers up. I would expect in the next day or so, Zach Bond to have a 3-year contract that's somewhere around $14 to $15 million annually being offered to him. There's your money. Then, if you want to keep Becton, you restructure Hurts, or you cut Goddard. Or you restructure Landon. In 2 days, Roseman has cleared $16.8 million in cap space with the extension and the releases of just, he kept James Bradberry around so that he could make it post June 1, both Slay and him, and designate that so when they ink the contracts June 1st, you got your 16-8. You're starting to see what he does. I am, at least. You'll never hear anybody understand it. Like, we've seen people deal with it before. You've never heard anybody say the money he spends on offense, the cap space that he saves, that all goes to the defensive guys. That's why they're 1 or 2 year deal. Is there anybody on that defense that has a longer than a 3-year contract? Is there? By the way, how many players on that defensive side of the ball have been awarded a 2-year contract? Or a second contract? Reed? That starts. Has anybody that's a starter on that defense earned a second contract? I'm not talking CJ because he went to Detroit. Nobody. That's how he does it. Salary cap is confusing. I feel Dallas Cowboy pain. Hey, sir, just remember this. The real money is the guarantees. The guarantee is going to tell you what the base is. I can tell you I want to sign you to a $20 million annual deal, okay? But if I give you the majority of that money in a signing bonus, according to the collective bargaining agreement, that means I can lower, with my cap, how much I'm paying you annually. That number starts to get reduced. The salary doesn't get reduced. The cap space does. So if I pay you $40 million on a $40 million on a 3-year contract and you're making 20, you prorate it over the length of the contract. Take that number per annual year. That's how much you're making annually. It's not $20 million, but it is. If Dallas Goedert doesn't restructure, I'm cutting him. Give me a total on where we are with the likes. Please do me a favor, hit the like button. We're going to talk some defense with our friend Jeff Fisher. That'll be at 3:30 Eastern time. Xander will join us, I believe, at 4:30. And you, please hit the like button. 129, not bad. That's going to be interesting at the end of this coming season. Coming up, 25 year. how Howie cuts that contract for Jalen Carter. That's pending. Do you understand? 12 months from today, Jalen Carter's contract has to be dealt with. A year from today. And if you're going to pick the extension up and then do a Devontae giving him and using that fifth year to make an extension, he's eligible for an extension. I am convinced after watching this guy the last 4 years, listen, 23 was a shit show. 22 was excellent. I'm going to excuse 23 for mistakes in the organization. Because two of those 3 years, you went to the Super Bowl. You give somebody the benefit of the doubt for that. You just can't go, well, the guy's up. That's not the case. That's not the case. And I would be lying to you if you didn't address what's reality here. Every single thing that Roseman is doing right now, he's got a dual-track plan going. Okay, I got to deal with these big four guys that are out there. And I got Carter. And, by the way, I'm going to make a prediction. Howie Roseman is going to restructure and extend Jalen Hurts. You're not going to not give the Super Bowl MVP an extension. He's next. Jalen Hurts will get extended this offseason with more money. And it'll free more space up for Myles Garrett or Zach Bond or both. AJ, a year ago, they got ahead of the game, cleared up cap space. Howie's offseason so far? Well, coming off the Super Bowl, got pending free agents. I think what he's doing, he's playing a little Donald Trump game here like he is with Zelensky. I'm not flinching. You'll come back to me. You'll come crawling back. And the market will crawl back to him. He's very patient. Hit the like button, guys. Tremendous. Tremendous. Money up front. By the way, supers go to the top. Hey, I'm not overpaying for Bond, but he freed the money up for him. You know what he's probably telling Bond? I got $16 million I just created in cap space for you. The highest I'm willing to go is 16. You don't take it? I'll see you later. And if you're Zach Bond, you're watching what the Eagles are doing right now to try to get you re-signed. They cut Slay for you. They cut Darius Slay for you. I'm going to talk about Slay in a couple minutes here. Okay? Bradberry was a poker chip. $2 million. Barkley and the Slay move is what created the Bond money. It's great. He's working now on those contracts by getting the money. The owner has to be like, you know, when you go to an owner and you're trying to pitch a plan to him, how he has to pitch this plan. Listen, we're going to extend Barkley. It's probably going to cost you this X amount of money. But what it's going to do is it's going to help me lower that cap. Dude, the most important thing in the Philadelphia Eagles organization is the salary cap. It's not the roster. It's the salary cap. Because without the managing of the cap, there's no roster. It is the most important thing. And remember this too. Jerry Jones is saying, hey, the bills are all due. Eagles are going to have to start paying people. Well, they are. Jerry, you could have had fucking Barkley. You could have had Derrick Henry. Shit, you could have had Josh Jacobs. Instead, you got Ricky Ricardo. That's an organization that doesn't have fear of spending. But they're not stupid spending. Dude, the Bryce Huff and the Bradberry deals and all those shitty White deals, it doesn't matter. Zeke, the fuck is that? You needed a running back, not a relic. The Cowboys signed relics. Like, it's a... Seriously, the Dallas Cowboys, and I dubbed them this 2 years ago, they're the Dallas Kardashians. No contacts of any substance. I mean, there's nothing there to that. Jimmy Johnson retired. You know what that did? It ended what the era was. You imagine having your best years owning the Cowboys in your first six. And since then, the last 30 years have been nothing but a shit show. TV ratings, high revenues for your company, which is great. At the end of the day, Jeffrey Lurie cares about winning. Jerry Jones cares about raising the value of his team and being a TV star. He's the Donald Trump of NFL owners. I mean, shit, I was sitting here going, do you think they'll pay Jalen Carter $36 million a year? Turn around, they end up signing Saquon Barkley, to making him the first $20 million a year guy. Fucking insane. Tremendous. Hit the like button. Jeff Fisher is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Cowboys have restructured contracts. For what? Who's making these decisions? The same guy who's been making Cowboy decisions for 30 years? What is the difference between Jerry Jones and Joe Schoen in New York? Nothing. They are not good organizational people. Where have you proven that? This guy goes and says, you know, Barkley had 1 year. You know what he really did too? He had to know the Giants were so full of shit that when Barkley came in the building and saw what he did, I couldn't tell you how many times, every time Saquon Barkley had the ball in his hand, I thought he was going to hit his head on the goalpost every time. It's true, Rico. The Cowboys are not relevant. They're like the Lakers of the NFL. All show, no context, and no substance. That's who the Lakers are. I mean, when you got LaFraud on your team, it's a but. You know what you cover when you cover the Lakers? Same with the Cowboys. You cover Michael Parsons' sacks and LeBron James' points. You don't cover winning. And in Philly, you don't have people wanting to be TV stars. You see, it's one thing to wear the star on your helmet. It's another thing to act like a TV star. In Philly, they act like football stars. In Dallas, they're more, hey, see that star up there? See that star? They'd rather be TV stars. Eagles had a grand slam day. Bring money up. Dude, look, the Barkley money's great. It's the freeing of the money up that he's showing you what he's doing for Bond. He found $16.8 million in 2 days. Cilio's an Eagle fan. No, I'm a fan of people doing it right. And rewarding people who made an impact on your team. Do you know how many people in the NFL don't do that? And they try to make you feel like you're obligated because they gave you a job. Well, if you deliver the goods, you should be rewarded for that shit, not taken advantage of. That's the NFL. Shit, I'm speaking probably to many of you out there because that's the real world too. How we rewarded. Blake said, Sills, always have full faith in Howie. Guy always has a plan to make us better. We just have to sit back and be patient. The problem with that, Blaze, is they're not always successful. Let me tell you something. You're 4 years removed from a four-win team. And you're 1 year removed from 1-7. That's the gamble you take when you have so much turnover on defense every year. I would say this. With that money being freed up, hey, guys, I think Zach Bond's getting on the open market. I think he's getting on the open market. We're going to talk to Jeff Fisher, former defensive coordinator of the Philadelphia Eagles, head coach of the Titans, and also the Rams. I'll ask him about the tush push, too. He's now the new commissioner of the Arena Football One League. We're going to talk with him, and Jeff Fisher did coach my friend Jerome Brown and Reggie White, and he was Buddy Ryan's DC in Philadelphia on arguably one of the greatest defenses of all time. You can make that argument now that what you saw this past February probably was the best defense in Eagle history. Hit the like button. I think you should be here. I think you should be more optimistic on signing Bond now. You should be more optimistic. People are like, Sills, they just gave him 20 looking at the wrong number. Got to look at the bonus. First thing I saw was the bonus. I knew he freed money up. It's two reasons why they gave him an extension. He helped produce the Super Bowl, and it freed up $10 million. Why not? So if he goes out and they restructure Hurts' contract and they free up another $15 million on a cap that just shot up from 45 to 281, I don't know about you. This guy can go do whatever he wants. How we reset the running back market. You should be sales. Don't you think by saving the exact number once this thing over, it's 16.8 he saved in 2 days that he cleared on the cap. I don't know. That sounds like the number to me, doesn't it? He said this at the combines. Did he not say this at the combines? Remember, when you pay here, you got to think about there. It's exactly what he's doing. He told you this a week ago, almost in a day. Get this. This guy Heath knows shit. McCaffrey set the market. McCaffrey set the market 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Barkley's now the hoss. He reset it. He signed a contract, and so did Henry signed for $9 million. This guy just signed for $20 million. You fucking tell me who set it. I think that's what you're saying. He apologized to you. This guy's ahead of the game.